Joining us now live on the program is Francis Jung, rate strategist at OCBC Bank. Francis, we all know that for the Fed, mission accomplished is way down the line. That's out there a ways. Closer in from that would be some sort of moderation in the commentary and also whether they start moving to 50 and indeed down to maybe 25 basis points. I'm curious whether you think that it needs time, like we might need three CPI readings in a row that tick down, or is it magnitude? If we see a big drop in one of the CPI reports, might that be enough for the Fed to soften? Your thoughts.
Yeah. Hi, Brian. As far the signs that we have been seeing about this so-called peaking of inflation, the deceleration has not been very rapid. So, for example, overnight we have PPI, right? Decelerated from, say, a very elevated level to a still high levels. So it does appear that a lot of the major central banks, in particular the Fed, still focus on fighting inflation. And indeed, we do think that it takes time for inflation to go back towards or somewhere near their 2% target. The 2% target is just very low. And with inflation still well above target, what the US needs is a restrictive monetary policy environment. And taking their own estimate of the neutral rate, 2.5%, which we suspect is pretty much on the low side already, then we can only say that the current monetary setting is at best neutral. So that's why we and also the market would continue to expect the Fed to hike for at least a couple more times in order to bring the Fed fund rates further higher.
Yeah, and Francis, what does that mean for the curve? Do we see this inversion trend reversing anytime soon? Because you've also got, you know, not just investors, but consumers getting quite nervous about recession too.
Okay, yesterday's development is a bit rare that we have a steepening in the curve when rates are rising. However, the dynamics in the near term would still be somewhat we have been seeing over the past few weeks that if any increases in the yields are because of rate hike expectations, then you imagine that when the market are expecting more interest rate hike, that could mean that the long-term inflation expectation or the real yield, which represent the growth prospects, tend to go lower. So this mechanic is limiting the upside to the longer end yield. So when rates are going higher because of rate hike expectation, then the curve would still have kind of a flattening bias. However, we do not expect the curve to get overly inverted, and as also evident by the overnight movement that some investors might already judge that some of the long end has already reached too much and they are trying to find values across the curve.
And to what extent are the movement in U.S. yields impacting Asian rates?
Over the cycle, of course, we would see Asian rates and yields moving in the same direction as the U.S. Treasury yields. We cannot avoid the influence from that market. However, the performances thus far actually vary a lot across market. And we do have a few Asian local currency markets like the government bonds market outperforming the treasuries. And these include, for example, the renminbi, the ringgit, the Thai baht, etc. So in other words, the pass-through from all these increases in US dollar rates and yields onto Asia are partial only. This actually has been expected, likely to continue to be the case. First, a lot of the Asian central banks are not aggressive in tightening. Some actually have been refraining from hiking rates because they hadn't really eased so much, so there is less pressure. Inflation pressure also seems to not be so severe in Asia as in the US or Euro. And second, remember, the yield differentials between Asian local currencies and treasuries are very wide, were very wide at the start of the cycle. So there are buffers again. So going forward, yes, yield differentials nominal in terms of nominal have narrowed, but we still have real yield differentials above multi-year historical average. So we continue to expect Asian markets to stay relatively resilient.
Francis, what did you read into the MTI downgrade yesterday of Singapore's growth after that contraction in the second quarter and the fact that they pointed as well to the risks from aggressive monetary policy tightening globally?
When we look at the impact on the market, for example, the Sing dollar, it seems to be moving or being affected more by the overall external positions. That is actually true across Asia, rather than reacting to one or two GDP print. So Singapore still have a huge external current account surplus and also FDI surplus, especially in terms of percentage of GDP. So we are seeing the Sing dollar still being fairly resilient. In terms of the MAS policy, we actually would not rule out another tightening at the October meeting that would sustain some expectations for Sing dollar appreciation as well. And feeding that back into the rates market, that would mean Sing dollar rates should tend to still also increase less rapidly than US dollar rates.
Francis, I want to talk a little bit about China. The inflation readings ticked up a little bit, and it seems like the PBOC now is sounding a little bit more hawkish and may even be ready to drain liquidity in the financial system. What are the implications of that for the capital markets?
Now, since you mentioned the PBOC, right, it was indeed a little bit surprising because when we are all assuming that the backdrop in China is an easing one, then we have the latest PBOC monetary policy report. Sounds somewhat hawkish. I would say not very hawkish, but at least more hawkish than we have expected, that they spent one section talking about structural inflation pressure. So it underlines our view that there is unlikely to be an outright interest rate cut. And instead, we are watching out for the next maturing medium-term lending facility next week. The amount is very huge, like relatively big, like 600 billion. So now given that the PBOC seems to be paying some attention to inflation and that the market liquidity is actually quite flush, then we suspect the PBOC may even take the chance, right, to take back some liquidity from the market through not fully rolling over this liquidity.
Yeah. All right, Francis, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Francis Jung, rate strategist, OCBC Bank.